is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Coming up later this week, we are going to have the Outlaw Hot Dog Vendor on the program. I just spoke with him during the news break there, so we'll look forward to talking with Stephen, the of Outlaw Hot Dogs, on Thursday night, or formerly, because they've cracked down and shut down his business. We'll get the full story from him as to what went on in court, actually. He was telling me a little bit about it on the phone. It's not good for freedom, I can tell you that. But anyway, 800-259-9231, so that coming up later this week. Of course, your calls about anything are welcome anytime. We've been discussing voting, and Sam, you wanted to explain, because I'd asked a question before the break of you, and you are here tonight advocating not voting, and
Not voting for myself.
So you would not advocate that others stop voting?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like if you, I mean, I know you voted today, and I know Mark votes, so that's fine with me. If that's what you guys want to do.
That's a little different great. Than the average not voter
person
out there.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't fall into that camp, because that gets into the judgment aspect of, well, you're wrong for voting.
So you're not saying it's evil or that it's an endorsement of the system?
I think it is an endorsement of the system. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to judge you and say you're a bad person because you went out and used it.
But that doesn't mean that you're saying that that... So wait, if you're saying that
the system is violent, and I endorse the system, then I endorse
violence.
And
that's
like that's a natural step. And I, you know, I don't endorse the violence, but that's a natural thought process.
It means you're willing
to judge people who do terrible, violent things. I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, I wouldn't make that jump. The first one that you did.
Okay,
You would be associating with the system through voting. I don't know that you're necessarily endorsing it, but you are, to some extent, granting it some legitimacy.
I completely disagree with that. I don't think that by paying taxes I'm granting the system legitimacy. I think that it's something that people do out of fear.
Right. And but they don't come after you if you don't vote. So
they do
voting
in Australia.
Well, this isn't Australia.
No, that's true, but I don't think it's any more or less a granting of legitimacy. It's just a defensive action to prevent the maximum level of violence. And that brings me back to my question that you said you would answer.
Right.
Regarding one of the races here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show, involves a man, Eli Rivera, who personally hurt you. He stole your camera from you one day at district court. He then proceeded to...
Big TV camera. The old Kodachrome.
He then... Well, it wouldn't matter if it was or wasn't. Whatever
it does
it was.
Matter at the size of... The size of theft absolutely matters. If you steal
what matters to me is that someone was...
Yeah, I mean, it was $4,000 for that camera.
If somebody steals my car, I'm going to be less happy with them than if they steal a dime out of my pocket.
It's the principle to me that matters, and it's the taking of another person's property. It wouldn't matter to me if it was a $400 camera or a $4,000 camera.
He makes a living with that camera.
I don't care. If you make a living or not, someone stealing your camera is absolutely outrageous any way you slice it. So he stole your camera from you and then proceeded to cause you harm by having you lifted up by your wrists.
He handcuffed me over a really sharp pointy bracelet with sharp edges, and then dragged me around by my arms because I had gone limp, dropped to the floor. And he had dragged me around with the handcuffs handcuffed over the bracelet.
You were screaming.
Chewing into my hand.
You were screaming as a result, and he laughed about it and
said, "Scream louder!"
Told me to scream louder.
Scream louder!
Louder! Louder!
So if Eli Rivera, who's now running for sheriff in Cheshire County, actually wins the election by one vote tonight, you said you wouldn't feel bad. Why?
Yeah, you know, this is something that I've really been struggling with, and it comes down to, do I want to, like, get all emotionally involved in things that are not completely in my control? You know, I can influence things, but I have no way of ensuring that he can't, that he will not win tonight. I have no way of ensuring that, you know, these judges are going to follow any of their rules and when they drag me into their courts. I have no control over these things. What I've instead, I mean, and you guys are just kind of beating me up here, so I got to go back to law of attraction. You're getting down to the core of my beliefs. So it's really, when you guys go and vote,
mm-hmm.
and you're filling out the ballot, do you leave like, man, that was great, I can't wait to do it next year?
Of course not.
So no, I leave saying I hope that the guy that I want to win wins.
Is that a good feeling, bad feeling?
It's kind of the same feeling you have like, when you watch a horse race. You're hoping that the one guy's gonna that your horse is gonna win, and that you know the other horses aren't.
I don't have that feeling. I would say that when I walked out today, I was like, eh.
Okay.
Just meh.
Yeah, so, you know, the law of attraction, if things that feel good, or is the universe telling you you're going on the right path in the right direction? When I think of voting and getting involved in that political system, it doesn't make me feel good. And I don't have any real control over that. So I've just kind of learned to accept that this is what, you know, if he gets elected tonight, this is what the universe has in store for us here in Keene, and it's going to be great. I have no idea, you know, what's going to come out of it or what might not, or, you know, if he stays, if he doesn't. I just trust that it'll all work.
Wait, if the universe has this in store for you.
I like that, Sam. That's good. Good answer.
I'm about to eviscerate it. If the universe has this in store for you, why do you put out videos? Why do you make the effort?
Because
all voting is to make an effort to get what you want to have happen. It's a terrible way to go about it. I'll admit that. But you're making efforts in order to get what you want. So why not make one more small effort?
Because we are all co-creators in this universe, mm-hmm. creating the reality in the world as it unfolds around us.
Okay.
And, you know, that's the direction that I want to go. It makes me feel good. I like putting these videos together. I enjoy spreading this message, spreading my ideas out there. And
you should do what you feel, what feels good.
Exactly.
I fully support
what
Sam's
what it
saying
comes down
here.
To.
And I, especially because he's not saying to people, don't participate in this process. What you're saying is if it feels good to you, then you should
then
do
you
it.
You should do it,
and
yeah.
if it doesn't, then you shouldn't.
But that's not really the question that we're asking. And the question is you know, you hope that do you hope that this one guy wins versus the other guy? And Sam, I believe, admitted that he does hope that one wins more than the other. Then why not take the effort to step in that direction? You've certainly gone through the huge effort of putting out the video. Why not take the extra effort of voting? And how would you feel if he won by one vote? And I don't know if you really explained that.
You know, I just wouldn't get attached to what is. It's
You could do that and not vote.
He explained it. He answered the question. He said that he feels like that's what would, you know,
if that's
supposed
what,
to happen.
You know, it's supposed to happen. I just trust
good.
That things work out the way they're supposed to these days. It's hard for me to, you know, understand or come around to, but I just start to trust that more and more.
All right, so let's go to your phone calls and talk to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you are on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello there.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
On the subject of voting for no one, I was wondering if Sam had gotten my... I wrote a little script, and I sent it through his website about, you know, for, like, you know, they could make into a short...
Oh,
for,
yeah, yeah.
For voting for somebody named No One.
Yeah, I actually had wanted Luther to do some Byron Kingsley spots where he's advocating voting for nobody. So I had something along the same idea, but I just haven't done anything with that.
Okay.
Was there anything else you wanted to share? Your thoughts maybe on voting?
I went out and voted today myself.
How did you feel afterward?
You know, I didn't feel dirty. I didn't feel like, you know, I had accomplished anything, but... One of the things that I went out and I voted, one of the things that I was unaware of when I was going out was who was running for the littler offices, the county offices, yeah. the city offices, things like that. And when I got there, the state of Illinois had, they have a close election for the governor between a Republican candidate named Brady and the current Democrat named Quinn, and so I voted for the Libertarian candidate who was running. Mm. Because when I vote, I want to vote for somebody. I don't want to vote for the lesser of two evils.
I generally agree with that statement. However, I did cast a couple of protest votes today against the incumbents in a couple of races.
And I like the idea of like writing in a real name that's just made up, so they have to go and see if that's an actual person, and it just creates, you know, monkey wrench.
Matt, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features there are free. Features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can edit virtually anything you see there at wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son, Jack, all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com. See some samples right there. Order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. Same coupon code that we use for just about everything. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here with your phone calls, your thoughts. Let's talk to Jeremy calling all the way from, I believe, Queensland, Australia, in Free Oz Radio. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, sorry, I'm just pulling over. Can you hear all the car noise in the background?
Yeah, it's morning radio out there in Australia. What time is it out there where you are?
20 past 10.
10 in the morning. All right. What's on your mind tonight, or
so,
this morning?
Yeah, just calling about voting, actually. I think I'm somewhere in the middle. Sorry. Is my phone working? Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle between all three of you guys. I pretty much have decided to stop voting myself, unless there's someone like a Ron Paul to vote for, because basically just because when he gets out his message, the more votes he gets, the more people hear his message.
Now, wait a minute, Jeremy. You're in Australia, where it is a mandatory vote. So what does that mean for you? I mean, you're essentially doing civil disobedience in this case by not voting.
Well, actually, because I'm not a citizen of Australia, I'm not allowed to vote.
I see.
My wife's not voting, but she does go in and put in a blank ballot, which gets her off.
What will they do if you don't put in a blank ballot? What if you don't show up? What is the punishment? What is the threat?
Well, I've talked to people that have, I don't know what the threat is. It's a fine, but I don't know what happens if you don't pay the fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I've talked to people who just send in a letter after they get a fine that says, I am exercising my democratic right not to vote, and they end up not having to pay the fine.
So it's kind of like the census, then, where it's mandatory in quotes, but they don't actually do anything about it.
I think so, yeah, but maybe, well, I don't know, maybe someday we'll find out, but I think for now my wife thinks it's just a lot easier to go in and put in a blank ballot than to go through all the rigmarole of...
What is it like, I mean, down there? Are there huge lines that she has to wait in? Are there just around here they know that only a certain percentage of people is going to show up, so it's not like there's a tremendous burden on the poll
workers.
Right,
I was the only one standing in the booth at the time that it happened today.
There are enormous lines, and when it was voting day here, I went out and used those enormous lines of people who were voting just because they had to, and I handed out flyers on... the shortest political quiz.
It's a great time to... Yeah, that's a brilliant move. It's a great time to approach people with the ideas of liberty, because at what time are they the most frustrated about government is when they're standing waiting in that awful line to go and vote with a mandatory vote that they're being threatened with violence over if they don't participate. Perfect time to recruit some new minds for freedom.
Yeah. So anyway, I would vote if there was someone that was getting the Liberty message out just so that they get a few more votes, so they get a bit more media. But I wouldn't vote like you guys have done just to vote against someone, because I'm guessing that... And what's the name of the guy that's running against Rivera?
It doesn't even matter. I mean, the incumbent.
The incumbent. I'm just guessing that the incumbent is going to take your votes as that you voted for him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's,
sure,
he's going to then say, I've got a mandate from all these people that have voted for me. Pretty much everybody, not most people, seem to be voting against somebody rather than for somebody, but the people that get in take it as a sign that you...
So Jeremy,
all those people like what they do.
I've got a question for you. You talk about, you know, the media getting more attention. You vote because you want more media attention paid to a given political candidate. Why not be your own media? The independent media is now bigger than the mainstream media. Why not add to that voice?
He hosts Free Oz Radio.
Well, yeah. Just like Mark and Ian were saying, you can do that too.
You just believe him doing both.
I'll do whatever I can to do this.
I wouldn't go completely out of my way to vote, but they send me a ballot in the mail. I check it. It does cost about $4 to send it back to America. But
it's probably about that in gas to drive to the polls and back. So
yeah.
No huge loss there. But you know, I guess when you talk about voting for the lesser of two evils. You know, if you bring it really into focus, it's the, look at the whole serial killer thing. Yes, you're voting for a serial killer, but would you vote for a serial killer that would kill 10 people over a serial killer that would kill 50? You know, I guess it's a terrible thing to do, but you did save 40 people. So,
that's
the way it is.
And I'm not, I don't have any problem with anybody else voting. I'm just saying... The only time I feel that it's worth my while is if it's getting the message out of it.
I heard that, Jeremy, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You can get to Free Oz Radio over at freeozradio.com, also on LRN.FM. He's our new Friday night show after Free Talk Live at 10 p.m. Eastern. You get an hour from Australia land. And we tested it out last week, and I was a little concerned for the international connection as far as how it would sound, and indeed there were some dropouts. I don't know if there's anything I can do to remedy that. You know, just you're on a public internet connection, packets are going to get lost from here to Australia, so... We're going to keep that going, though, because I thought it generally was pretty good. So, freeozradio.com.
You know, he mentioned the last time that he went and voted, and I want to tell the quick story of what happened the last time I actually went and voted.
Okay.
My neighbor grabbed me and said, hey, I'm going to go vote. You want to go with me? And I was kind of on the fence. This was during the whole Ron Paul campaign. I'm like, yeah.
This was out in Texas.
It was. And I eventually decided, all right, I'll go with you. Let's go. So we jump in the car. We get there. There's a line of about 25 people or so. And so we get in line. We're like, oh, great. So we start having a conversation about the voting machines and the fraud and the electronic voting machines and how we need to ask for paper ballots and make sure you ask for paper ballots. People in the line around us start hearing this, and they're like, what do you mean, paper ballots? So we get there, and the three of us in a row ask for paper ballots from the people, and they start... You know, looking a little concerned, the lady pulls me aside. You know, we go through and vote and everything. And then once I'm done, the lady pulls me aside and says, you got to stop telling people about paper ballots. We'll run out. And if we run out, then the election guy is an hour away and he'll have to bring more ballots and you could start a riot. So as we're walking out, the line had doubled in size.
Well, now, did she tell you the wrong thing?
Now it was like 50 to 100 people. So I said... I'm like, Richard, should I do this? He's like, go for it, go for it. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? I'd like to tell you about the electronic voting machines. Please ask for a paper ballot.
Nice.
As we walked out the door.
There's more coming up here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the
the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have MicroPlant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves, and that's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can dial in. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We do have a lot of features there, and we give them to you for free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Some of those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go over and see dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to be part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're interested in an internship opportunity that pays money and gives you housing assistance this spring, summer, or fall semester, quarter, what are those things? I don't know. Well, if you're a graduate student, a recent graduate, or an undergraduate, you need to contact LibertarianInternships.com. They've got internships in federal estates and state policy, organizations, print, broadcast, new media, investigative journalism. As I said, they've got a stipend. All majors are encouraged to apply. It's open to people who are in college. And if you apply for the spring placement by November the 15th, then you'll be in the running. You gotta go to the website, libertarianinternships.com. Sign up there for more information, libertarianinternships.com.
Alright, we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, and I believe Johnson is on the line in Connecticut on the amp lines. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I've got two questions for Sam.
Alright.
First is in relation to something you said earlier, which was that you said if something feels good, that's sort of like the universe's way of telling you that you're on the right path.
Yes.
That's okay. So you believe
ties
that.
In,
so,
ties in with passion, yeah.
So most people's paths then are to be fat, lazy, gambling, drunken whores.
I didn't say that.
Well, you know, I mean, those things like sleeping feels good.
Do you think the people who are fat and lazy are happy in their lives overall? What's giving you a greater sense of well-being? Not the individual act, because sure, getting a whole gallon of ice cream and eating it, probably, you know, yummy. That's good, and it's fun to sit there on the couch and watch some stupid movie and eat a gallon of ice cream. But then, you know, the next day comes, and it's like, is this what I want to do with my life? Am I happy here? Are these steps leading me towards, you know, a greater happiness, or to where I feel worse about myself?
I'm just trying to keep you honest.
All right,
you
know, no, that's a good question.
It's more than feeling good is really, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, and that was a great way to point that out.
And my other question for you is in regards to sort of thinking outside of the box on this whole voting issue, which is how would you feel if you were told you can't vote?
Yeah.
If they took away your right to vote.
Boo-hoo.
There's no right to vote.
It's not something I really care about, so losing it, to me, I don't think would be an issue.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe this is something that I face as a reality. In the state of Florida and several other states, I can't vote because I'm a convicted felon.
Right.
And I'm happy about the fact that I can come to New Hampshire and at the very least, choose between Craphead A and Craphead B on the ballot. It's something that I can do that I wouldn't otherwise be able to do. And, I think that the people that disparage it don't understand what it's like to not even have that level of influence in your life.
And I just, I look at it as it's the criminal gang, Mark. You know, mm-hmm. These guys are, I'm not going to make a difference with them. And it's just not something that I'm concerned about losing. I don't know. I don't have any faith in
that. I kind of came up with an analogy on this, Sam, in regards to the way you're saying this, in the way Ian and Mark view it. I feel like the analogy here is voting is kind of like telling the rapist to stop. And what you're saying, sort of, Sam, is, no, I just want the rapist to do the right thing. I want him to read my mind and to just do it on his own. I shouldn't even have to say stop.
That's what I'm saying.
And Mark and Ian are sort of saying, you know, and this is my view, too, generally, is that it's like, you know, the rapist probably isn't going to stop when you say stop, but at least you said no.
Yeah, well, there's a difference there, though. I don't see myself as just hoping that the rapist stops what he's doing. I'm the guy on the corner saying, hey, there's a rape over here. Guys, come here and, you know, take a look at this.
How about to stop it?
To draw attention. To draw attention to, well, but it's, you know, it's more complex scenario than just a rapist. It's sanctioned rape, but, you know, it's, no, that's okay, citizen. It's the government doing that, so what they're doing is okay. And, you know, people don't see it for what it is, and I want them to see it for what it is, and that's where I want to make my difference, you know?
I think that probably the first place in order to get them to see what it is not call it rape, because I think that just that flips all kinds of switches in people's minds.
We were just talking
them.
In the
yes,
analogy.
I am
not comparing voting to rape.
Agreed.
Please.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I see where, you know, on one level, it's taking it too far, but you know what? On another level, I'm not going to completely back down from that because, you know, people are being tasered. You know, grandmas are being tasered in their cars. People are being thrown in the cage. And some people are literally being raped.
It's true, Johnson. I'm not going to, to say that those things aren't so. What I am going to say is there are a lot of people out there that will throw your whole argument off by screaming their heads off about you saying something about rape, and then you don't get the opportunity to talk about what it was that you're talking about. So to use proper terms like aggression and things like that, then you can show that that's true. You can't show rape as being something besides rape.
Here's my question with all the taserings and the police abuse and the police state and the growth of government. How's voting working to handle that issue?
As far as
it sucks.
Yeah, it stinks. That's why we picked up and moved to the for the Free State project.
The only thing that's going to work
a little better.
The only thing that's going to really work is educating people
right.
about liberty and then encouraging them to find courage inside themselves and stand up for freedom.
Yes.
That's why I say voting has very little to do with any of this. But that's why I'm also glad, Sam, that you're not telling people, hey, don't vote.
No.
That'll stop them, because it won't stop them. It's when you refuse to go along with them. It's when you refuse to take the plea bargain. It's when you refuse to obey the ordinances. It's when you refuse to pay taxes. That's when things change. That's when things stop. And so if all these people who are out there constantly in the liberty movement spending I don't know how much effort, they talk about the effort spent on voting, how much effort are some liberty lovers spending trying to convince people to stop voting? If they would spend the effort they're spending on trying to convince people to stop voting, which is really pointless. The whole voting process is next to pointless. So trying to convince them to stop voting is even less pointless than that, or more pointless, rather. So if they would spend the effort that they spend trying to convince people to stop voting, to convince them to stop paying taxes or to stop obeying or to find liberty and move to New Hampshire, then they would have a lot more effect than just saying, don't vote. It just encourages them.
Yes, and that's what I feel I do through my video work, through the activism that I choose to engage in.
Johnson, any other thoughts?
I guess my last thought just kind of popped in my brain from what you were saying there is, you know, I would love to see, especially this is something that's perfect possibly for Sam, but sort of counter to those activists who are always going out and saying, hey, don't vote. There's a lot of these stupid celebrity programs where they're rock the vote, get out and vote, you know, do this and do that.
Yeah.
Boy, I would love to see those stop. I would really like to stop. See celebrities stop and just encouraging ignorant voting, which is
maybe
really all
like
that
a
is.
Campaign, like a crap campaign style video where we actually mock them doing that.
Or better yet, how about actually finding some celebrities who are willing to go and create a don't pay taxes campaign? You know, get Willie
well,
Nelson, Wesley Snipes, Richard Hatch from Survivor.
Well,
get all
Wesley Snipes bowed down so he wouldn't get.
Well, most of them bow down when they come after him.
Yeah.
Maybe those same people would be willing to say a don't vote campaign. That would be good too.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's a point to having a don't vote campaign. I think it's really that's a big waste of time. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231, because if you want them to stop, voting isn't going to stop them from doing what they do. Only stopping obeying and refusing to grant the system legitimacy through your participation in obedience is the most significant factor.
But not voting.
This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots of different stuff on our website. If you like the show and if you like the site, you like that we give it all away to you, then you can voluntarily support Free Talk Live by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So normally that portion goes to Amazon. They're sharing their profits with us because we're sending them the business. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you're sick and tired of just voting, if that's what you think is all that you can do as far as activism is concerned, or maybe you've tried to do activism outside of voting, because voting sure is easy, but it doesn't really accomplish much. Maybe you've tried to do activism in a pro-liberty manner outside of voting, and you've noticed that it's difficult because you don't have a lot of people out there backing you up. Well, there is a solution. You can come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. If you love freedom, if you understand that liberty means that you should allow others to live their lives how they want, so you can live yours in the way that you want to, if you get it about liberty and you're willing to make a change in your life to move toward more freedom in order to get active with others who believe as you do, go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project, where we're looking to get 20,000 people to make the move up here to New Hampshire, as we have done. Mark and myself made the move about 4 years ago. Sam, coming up on your two-year anniversary soon. And it's been an absolutely amazing time so far. People continue to make the move up here, but it hasn't even officially, the move hasn't even officially started. The way the project is scheduled, once we reach 20,000 members, and we're over 10,000, almost 10,500 at this point, so just over halfway there, once the number reaches 20,000, that triggers the official move where the 20,000 folks will have a five-year window in which to move. Personally, I don't think folks should wait. If you can get here tomorrow, get here tomorrow. If you can get here next year, get here as soon as you possibly can. The more liberty activists we have here, the sooner, the better. The more exciting things will be here, the more likely we'll get to that 20,000 number.
It's happening right now. I mean, why wait?
Yeah, absolutely it is. There's been some critique recently over at freekeen.com by one of the anonymous people that posts on the comments suggesting that I said that there would be hundreds of people here soon in the Keene area. And no, I never made any kind of statement about how many people would be here and at what point, because I have no idea. I hear people saying they're planning on moving. I hear them saying they're coming next year or in 2012, but I don't know how many of them there are, and I don't know how many of them will end up in Keene. Or
if there aren't hundreds of people here already. We simply don't know.
Well, if there are hundreds of people here, they're not coming out and
it doesn't matter. That really wasn't what the Free State Project was originally intended. I know you would like to see them all out at the 420 rallies and all these things that you guys do, but that's not what it was all about. It was all about picking up, moving, and then educating people, maybe writing letters to the editor, voting, things like that. That was the original intention. It wasn't
the intention was to get activists to New Hampshire. And activism means different things to different people.
And those things would have qualified as activism by the guy who came up with the idea.
Yeah, I don't really consider going out and voting activism. That's just kind of what a lot of people do, and I wouldn't consider most voters activists, personally. I think you have to do something above and beyond casting a vote, and writing a letter to the editor would count. There are things that you can do without that are activist without going out. You don't have to leave. For instance, you could be that could be your thing, is ghostwriting letters to the editor.
There could very well be hundreds of people in the Keene area for the Free State Project. Would you agree with that statement?
To say there could be, I suppose, is possibly true, but there could also be unicorns. I don't know.
There are 800-something people in the state that have claimed that they've moved. Mm-hmm. There's likely a significantly higher number than that. There's certainly some people that have not checked in, as it were. So there's probably hundreds of people that have.
So there's 10 counties, so that's about 100 people per county, and dozens of towns in each county. So
what's the Keene area? It seems to me that
Keene and surrounding towns.
Yeah, it sounds like Cheshire County to me.
I wouldn't say the whole Cheshire County is the Keene area. It's a pretty big place. So anyway, I think that we are going to get to hundreds of activists in this area, hundreds of activists who actually come out and are counted, are known by other activists. That's what I mean when I say that. And I think that's that point. So we're going to reach that point, but I have no idea when it's going to be. Maybe 5 years. I don't know. Maybe 10. Hopefully, we'll get to a point of saturation, popularity, where people are just moving here, all kinds of all over the place, and that'd be great.
I think the movers will become sort of icing on the cake at some point. The message will eventually start to reach the locals. They'll start to come around. We're already seeing some of that.
We're seeing some of that, yeah.
And so I think that's where the answer really lies.
Is changing hearts and minds.
Yeah, just right here. I mean, getting these people who already have this mindset of live free or die and, independence and small government, and we don't need to spend money to put sidewalks on both sides of the roads in the neighborhoods. I mean, they already have some of this sort of spendthrift attitude and this freedom mindset. All I think we need to do is just put the right message in front of them.
Yep, I think that certainly is a big factor. Let's continue. Of course, the more movers we have, the more that message can be put
in front
of people. Absolutely.
Spendthrift actually means somebody who spends too much money, so it's thrifty.
Really?
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Okay, let's continue with your thoughts. John is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, being Sam and Mark. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Did we just lose John?
Yeah, something weird happened.
Oh, John.
There he is.
Hey, how's it going?
We got you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was at the drive-up bank ATM window when all of a sudden a car pulls up, and I was, pulling out some money from the ATM there at the drive-up window, and a car pulls up next to me. Driver jumps out of the car. He's banging on the window, demanding I open the door, and he's got a gun.
Whoa.
And what made me most nervous about it was he also had a badge.
Okay.
You see, because about 10 minutes earlier, I committed a crime.
And what was that crime?
I smoked a bowl in the parking lot of the bank.
Really?
Yeah.
How did he know that?
He didn't.
Okay.
Apparently, because I was, sitting in my car a little too long. It was around maybe 7 o'clock, just getting dark. Someone apparently, according to the officer, claimed that I... someone called them and reported a suspicious person in the parking lot.
Wow.
So I guess we have some pretty... That's a commentary on a lot of things, particularly how, jumpy and nervous people can be, because the bank is on the corner of a very busy intersection, and it seems a little, weird to people that strange and nervous. But anyhow...
Yeah, who's paying attention, right? I mean, who's paying attention to the guy sitting in the bank parking lot?
Exactly.
Very strange.
Very strange, very, very weird. And then I was at the machine, you know, actually transacting, you know, when the cop, you know, jumps out of his cruiser and I was banging on the door. He's demanding I open it.
Well, yeah, just the fact that you drove up to the ATM and were in the process of using the ATM, that should have been enough for any reasonable person to conclude, all right, well, he may have been sitting in the parking lot, but he's here, a customer of the bank,
right,
using the facilities. My job's done here.
No, he's demanding to come in the car. So I say, I don't consent to any searches.
This was the first thing you said to him?
Yes, the first thing I said to him.
Okay.
Just to get that out there on the record, you know?
Gotcha.
So then I say, well, I can move up a little because I was so close to the ATM, I couldn't exit the vehicle because I tried to open my door to exit the vehicle. I was going to, you know, try and close the door behind me and lock it and then talk to him outside, right? So I said, all right, I'll pull up my vehicle. And he's like, no, you know, I just rolled down the window then, you know. So he, like, negotiated with me a little. So I'm like, uh-oh. So I rolled down the window, and of course, because, you know, I'm nervous and, you know, making a mistake, I rolled down a little too far, right?
Mm.
So now he's kind of, like, poking his head in the car.
Oh, boy. And it still
what
smells
I'm doing
like pot,
here.
Right?
He says, well, I said, I was listening to the radio, the elections or something, and, you know, I was in the parking lot back there. Oh, how long were you back there? And then he told me about the call and everything. Then he wanted to see my papers, of course. So I'll give him my papers. And then he comes back, and he hands me my papers back, and he says, okay, you know, have a good night. And I was a little dumbfounded by this. I was like, whoa, I mean, you know, he should have been able to smell that. But
yeah.
It turned out I also had about a dozen, like, White Castles in the car that I had just, like, eaten half of them.
So you think the hamburger scent
I think the White Castle hamburgers overpowered it.
Or maybe he just wasn't
the cop just didn't care.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
he could have been.
You're in New York. Isn't it decriminalized to some extent there?
You know, I mean, possession of small amounts, what you do is, most people don't realize this, but they write it up as a misdemeanor, and it's like typically an appearance ticket. And then you go down to court, you can file a motion that automatically, you know, degrades it to a civil offense, is what I understand.
Hmm.
But, of course, a lot of lawyers, defense attorneys don't tell you that. They tell you you've been charged with something criminal. They take $1,000 from you, and
right.
Then they say they're going to negotiate with the DA. They file a motion.
And they file the motion.
And you get the same deal you
nice.
Were entitled to according to criminal procedure. So.
Hey, glad it worked out all right for you. Maybe find a better place in the bank parking lot from now on. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 is up next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs. Perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.